HarperCollins presents Letters from Alice by Petrina Banfield. Read by Christine Kavanagh. Note to reader. I was 13 years old when I first discovered that my father spent his childhood in care. Until then, he had never spoken to me about his past, and, as children are so adept at doing, I somehow picked up that it was a subject to be tiptoed around, without ever having been told. The truth came out one Sunday afternoon, after I plucked up the courage to ask for the names of my paternal grandparents, so that I could complete a genealogy project for school. Perhaps he felt I'd reached an age of understanding because, after a moment's hesitation, he told me that he knew very little about his parents, who had died long before I was born. Even this snippet of information was fascinating to me, and I listened eagerly as he told me about the grandmother I'd never met. A petite Irish woman who had experienced too much pain and not enough love. By the age of 25, she had given birth to 5 children. The shadow cast by childhood trauma stretched far into the future, though, and in 1941, 3 of her children were taken into care, including my father and his twin brother, the youngest at 6 months old. Ever since hearing my father's story, I've been captivated by the idea of the corporate parent, society waiting with a safety net to cradle those most in need. For as long as I can remember, I've wanted to be part of that narrative. I finally applied to become a foster carer in 2006. On my initial skills to foster training course, the tutor told us that 3 fates awaited unwanted children of the distant past: death by exposure, prostitution, or Christian adoption. We learned that homeless children and orphans in Britain were first boarded out with foster carers in the latter part of the 19th century, and that hospital almoners were the forerunners of modern social workers. But it was only in 2014, in trying to reassemble the scattered fragments of my father's childhood puzzle, that I learned more about the almoners' remarkable work. I knew that Dad suffered with severe eczema as a child. He was separated from his twin at the age of 5. His weeping wounds perhaps a physical manifestation of his sense of loss, and spent prolonged periods of time in hospital in London at some time during the Second World War. So I visited the London Metropolitan Archives, LMA, and began my search there. Not really knowing where to start, I put in a request for old files from the Royal Free Hospital and its associated hostels in London. Within half an hour, several boxes had arrived in the reading room. Excitedly, I started going through the first one and, beneath the envelopes filled with receipts and manila files tied up with string, I found a smaller box containing almoners' reports from the 1920s. As I worked my way through the dusty papers, I read about girls, very young, not more than 16 or 17 years old, who had fallen into trouble as a result of living in conditions that were, past belief, involving very grave and unusual risks of infection. As well as being pregnant, homeless, and turned adrift by their families, some of the poor girls were in agony as a result of a double infection of syphilis and gonorrhea. One almoner recorded that one of her patients, a girl suffering from gonorrhea, was one of 6 siblings who all slept in one bed in a room like a cupboard with no outer air. Another young girl lived over a stable with no access except by a ladder-like stair. On arrival at hospital, many were in a state of nervous and physical exhaustion and of resentment requiring great tact and care in dealing with them. Some were put to bed till the irritable condition of their nerves was soothed, and many of them slept for days, some descending to the depths of despair, bringing them to the verge of insanity. As I leafed through the file of fragile papers, a small bundle of handwritten letters written by one of the almoners, here I will refer to her as Alice, fell out from between the pages. Beautifully written in a gently sloping script of fading black ink, and without a trace of the toxic condemnation that awaited the girls in society at large, they show the almoner reaching out to her contacts in the community in search of well-disposed people who might find it in their hearts to take them in. A picture of Alice began to emerge. A fiercely intelligent woman from a sheltered background, filled with a sense of purpose and unafraid to challenge the conventions of the day. In Letters from Alice, Alice's character, her attitudes and
Sample complete. Ready to continue?